Government repression, corruption, unemployment, and poverty united protesters against the Mubarak regime. But experts say the rising price of food was one of the sparks that set off the historic protests. The global price of wheat has risen 60% in the past year, and Egypt is the world's largest wheat importer. But that was not always the case, says policy analyst Marie Brill with the advocacy group ActionAid.
I find it actually ironic that breadlines are what provoked the latest political unrest, considering that in the 1960s, Egypt had actually been a breadbasket and able to meet its own wheat needs.
So what happened? Brill says it goes back to the 1980s and 90s, when the United States, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund encouraged developing countries to import grain produced cheaply in the U.S. and elsewhere, and to focus their farming on export crops.
This has been a policy that's been pushed around the world, not just in Egypt or in the Middle East. But what we found was that as Egypt became more and more dependent on wheat, Egypt also became more and more vulnerable to price hikes and price volatility.
Others say the roots of Egypt's vulnerability go much deeper. Democracy activist Mohamed El-Jahmi blames 1950s land reform laws and bad governance in Egypt, not economic policies emanating from Washington.
That has been used as a crutch by Arab regimes to justify their failures. The problem is, as I said, there's a legacy of corruption. There is a lack of accountability. So the failure really rests with the nature of the military regime in Egypt, not the IMF or anything.
Whatever the cause of the failure, Egypt's food production has not kept pace with its population growth. As prices climbed in recent months, the Egyptian government had to pay dearly to import wheat for its subsidized bread program. The country was already deeply in debt, which limited how it could respond to the protests, according to senior fellow Mohsin Khan at the Peterson Institute of International Economics.
So they really didn't have any scope for doing what an oil-producing country like Algeria could, which is, you know, you have unrest and you can throw money at it.
Algeria has made huge wheat purchases and set price controls following street protests. Not all citizens have been placated, and some protesters returned to the streets this weekend. 77 low-income countries rely heavily on food imports, according to the UN Food and Agriculture Organization. Khan says these countries are watching closely what has happened in Egypt.
On the economic side, they're going to say, look, we have large-scale unemployment, we have high food prices rising and therefore pushing up inflation. This is likely to trigger protests in our country, so what do we need to do?
Khan says poor countries need to target help to the poor, rather than blanketing the economy with price controls or food subsidies, which are expensive and bad for the economy in the long run. But they are among the easiest options. And Khan adds that people in other repressed countries may be inspired by events in Egypt and Tunisia, where food prices also contributed to the ouster of President Zain El Abidine Bin Ali last month. He says governments will likely be tempted to step in rather than risk protests.
It's going to be very interesting to see how it plays out in terms of who's going to be doing it first. Are the protests going to come first, or is it going to start subsidizing food?
Many experts agree the likelihood of protests is rising along with the cost of food. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.